Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, here's a little normalcy for us. You know, there's not a whole lot going on right now, but hey, Apple rumors. We actually have some. And it all has to do with a new, completely redesigned iPhone. Yeah, I know, we've heard all this crap before. But according to a new Bloomberg report, the next iPhone is getting a major redesign. In fact, if you're in love with the curves on your phone right now, don't get used to that. So what kind of design are we looking for? Well, it looks to be a throwback between maybe a combination of an iPhone 4 and an iPhone 5. Of course, not that small. I hope not. But they are saying there could be a possibility of a smaller form factor. Now, on top of the redesign, we're also hearing that Apple will add 5G connectivity to the new phones, as well as a 3D camera. Which makes sense, since that was added to this year's iPad Pro. Oh, and another little thing, too. If you're not a fan of that notch at the top of the phone, apparently Apple's also making progress on reducing the size of that notch. But just how much that'll be, well, we can only speculate for now. Speaking of new things coming from Apple, yep, more rumors for you. Looks like they're going to be launching a new HomePod. Yes, you heard that correctly. They're going to make another HomePod. And this one, yeah, it's going to be better than the first one. Honestly, that wouldn't take much. Now, the first thing we're going to be seeing, a lower price. It's also going to be compatible with non-Apple music services, which would be a good thing. We all know that Apple loves you to be in their ecosystem, but sometimes we want choice. Now, of course, it's been 3 years since we've seen the HomePod first unveiled, so yeah, it's taken some time. In fact, it looks like Apple's got a lot in the pipeline for this year. iPhones, possibly 4 new iPhones, a new HomePod, and possibly a new Apple TV. Well, from Apple, we go over to Motorola. Yep, they're still making stuff. In fact, they got a high-end phone coming to us pretty soon. Motorola will be launching a e-event, as you guessed, yes, online only, hence the times we're in, and will be taking place April 22nd at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. Now, as far as what we know about this high-end phone, and not much right now. Obviously, we're going to know everything when the event heads our way, but Motorola does have a little teaser video out there for us right now, and what the teaser video is showing us is a sharply curved screen edge on this new high-end phone from Motorola. Now, there has been leaks, too, and if there's something to go by, this Edge Plus phone, which we think it's going to be called, will have bezel-free sides, a 6.7-inch display, 8 gigabytes to 12 gigabytes of RAM, and a big battery at 5,000 milliamp hours. As far as other big things coming from Motorola, we have no idea, but I am expecting a big price for this phone. And finally, boy, we're doing a lot of grocery shopping from home, aren't we? Why get out when you can have it brought to your door? Problem is, though, if you're shopping with Amazon right now, you might be on a waiting list. Yeah, Amazon Fresh, or Whole Foods Market, you know, the place for home delivery of your groceries, is in a bit of a bind right now. That's because so many people are ordering, and there ain't enough people to get it to you. Now, Amazon says they are increasing capacity each week, but it's going to take a little time. Hence, that's why customers are being put on a wait list. Select Whole Food locations have now adjusted store hours to focus exclusively on fulfilling online grocery orders, and Amazon has said that their grocery store that's located in Woodland Hills, California, they're now focused completely on online orders and delivery only. Amazon's also saying with high demand, they're also going to be launching a new feature pretty soon that will allow customers to secure a time to shop. And basically, this feature will give delivery customers a virtual place in line and will allow them to distribute the delivery windows at a first-come, first-served basis. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show too, the big show, and the photo show. Plus, our tech blog is over there as well. Check everything out at our official website today. Speaking of our website, it is powered by TSO Host. They help keep the British Tech Network on the interwebs. If you want to keep your website up and running on the interwebs too, you should give them a try today. Check them out at tsohost.com. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. tech, but definitely come by our community over at our Slack room and join in the conversation right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way. Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to have a Wednesday edition for you. And we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.